Guys, this is Teddy Hickman from Teddy's Mind Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing about Nipsey Hussle. Ever since Nipsey passed away on March 31st, his death has been on my mind ever since. It's been like a month or two since his passing, and I wasn't feeling the mood. I literally wasn't feeling the mood to record this, and I kept pushing this back and back and back, postponing what dates to discuss about this man and his legacy. And we're going to discuss about this today. So what I want to discuss about is March 31st. On that day, I was just celebrating the 20th anniversary for The Matrix. Just watching the predecessor on, well, I guess it was Netflix or Prime. Or I forgot what I was watching it on. It had to be something on one of the Xfinity apps or something. So as I was watching the movie, I got on my school's computer, not like my laptop. And I searched up on genius.com, and then it said Nipsey Hussle died out at 33. I was like, what? I was clueless, basically. I was clueless at that moment. Like, this is a dream. Like, is somebody punking me? And who is this, a lie? And then it was on all over the media saying, oh, Nipsey Hussle died. It's Nipsey Hussle. It was a shooting. Like, I was in my mind, like, was he involved in shooting? Was he robbing somebody? Or did somebody shoot him? Is he okay? And then they say he died. I was like, what? Yeah, I just said that too. And this has drastically changed people's life. Like, last year, I listened to Grinding On My Life. And that thus far, that was the only song I listened to from last year, you know, the only song. And I felt like a crappy person. I could have listened to more Nipsey Hussle songs or that entire album. Because after his passing, I started listening to more of his songs. Like, I feel really crappy because I could have listened to Status Symbol 3. I could have listened to numerous songs too. Dedication was good. Right Hand to God was a good song. I love that song. I put my right hand to God. Oh my God, that song there. And Status Symbol 3. Almost forgot what I was doing. Almost forgot what I was going. I'm just driving, I'm just more. Man, so many opportunities, man. So many. And here was the thing that he was providing with his community. Like, he wasn't going to regentrify that area. He was going to demand it, like, give everybody opportunities, jobs and stuff. Like, that's real powerful. And he owned, I didn't know he owned his own store. So one of the news articles that said that he got shot at his own store. Like, well, you got a store? Then I went on Google Maps and I was like looking in the inside, like, ooh, this is a dope place. I got shirts and stuff, man. I looked on the website, man. Some of the stuff on there was expensive, like literally expensive. And I wasn't expecting that, you know. And yeah, he was helping his community. So, you know. And then it was like celebrities, like from like friends and stuff, like YG, The Game. I watched The Game. That man was pissed. He was using profanity. I understand the man, you know. I understand it, you know, because when people die, family, friends, they are usually affected. They're usually affected towards that, you know. And we had teachers that died before. We had this, had one of the math teachers that passed away in freshman year. Man, I miss that. And I remember when people used to talk rudely in his class, you know. Man. I remember I used to give them fist pumps, man. Because when I do have my fist pumps at my school, that's a sign of respect, you know. Because you don't know, we'll talk about it another time. I'm out of, you know, just saying, like, I wasn't expecting him to go out of all people. You know, It's always the good ones leaving this earth, and we leave, and we're left with the bad, you know. It's heartbroken. And shout out to his mom, his wife, I mean, his girl, I mean, his family. I'll be praying for them, his brother. Man, I seen that Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle question video. Man, he said, "Oh, maybe next time I should do one of these." I was like, "Dang." Sometimes I'm not affected to other people's sad stories, and sometimes I am, you know. Because we all gonna go through that. That's how life is. Life and death. You know. I like some of Nipsey Hussle's songs, man. Rap Niggas was the I ain't supposed to cuss on him, God forgive me. But you know. I ain't nothing like you rap niggas, man. That song there. That's a beast right there. That's a beast, man. That beat, especially Status Symbol 3, that intro. Boom, 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 boom. I almost forgot what I was doing. Oh, man. Man, I should have been listening to this last year. I feel upset, though. You know, I like to talk to myself. And then, man, his legacy. And they had a funeral for him. Oh, man. Oh man, Nipsey Hussle. I hope he's in heaven. You know, serving God up there. Like he served his people. You know. And I got something to say to Eric Holder. Big Sean said it best. You can't have that type of mindset. That's somebody's life, man. Because I grew up in a, you know, since I'm a Christian, I grew up in a church home. You know, you're not supposed to kill nobody. You know, you'll go to hell for all that. That's all I can say to Eric Holder. And for Christopher Darden to defend this man, you might as well withdraw. You might as well get death threats from people. You feel me? Because you're defending a man that has killed another man. Like, come on. You could have defended somebody else. Come on, man. Come on, Christopher Darden. I was okay with you defending against OJ. I was okay with that. So I believe OJ did it. I believe he did. There was literally pictures of him beating his wife. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. That's all I can say to Eric Holder. But you know, to this day, I still listen to Nipsey's music. You know. You know, next episode I'll be talking about Endgame, y'all. Endgame. So this is the outro for Teddy's Mind. Please continue listening to me discuss about this. If you got anything, if you have any a comment to say to me, you can say it, bruh. I'm just saying, just coming out of my mind. This is, man, frustrating, man. Thank you for listening from Teddy's Mind.